Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. The Prime Minister has continued his pre-budget campaign with a speech to the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia. Cost of living relief is expected to be a focus of the May federal budget, but the Treasurer has warned there will be no big cash handouts that risk worsening inflation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese did not outline any specific policy measures, but highlighted the government's existing energy policies. He says the pandemic showcased the need for the Australian economy to become self-sufficient.
One of the things that we learnt from the pandemic is that we need an economy that is more resilient, that is future-proofed from events like a pandemic, or a national security issue, or other issues that can disrupt supply chains. And Australia can't continue to be just at the end of supply chains, given the island continent that we are.
A top United States diplomat has suggested the AUKUS submarine project could help deter any Chinese move against Taiwan. Australia will acquire nuclear-powered submarines as part of the deal with the US and UK, but the countries involved have been reluctant to tie the project to growing tensions over Taiwan. US Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell told the Washington Center for a New American Security the submarines would enhance stability in the region, including in the strait that separates China and Taiwan. Health Minister Mark Butler says over 250,000 patients have visited urgent care clinics since the rollout of the new initiative between the federal and state governments. The clinics are an attempt to bring relief to hospitals, which continue to face mounting pressure from patients as ambulances are stuck waiting for hours for an available paramedic. The Health Minister says that's largely a result of the pandemic, with many people still suffering acute respiratory symptoms. He told Channel 9 the urgent care clinics provide a great alternative for those who are facing non-life-threatening but serious health issues.
I'm delighted only some months into the urgent care program, already 250,000 patients have been able to go to a clinic for a non-life-threatening emergency, many of them are kids, and see someone 7 days a week fully bulk billed instead of going to a hospital ED.
A new report shows Australia's boardrooms are occupied by fewer racially diverse people compared to 7 years ago. The 2024 Board Diversity Index shows that despite efforts to increase inclusivity, there has been no significant change to the number of First Nations people sitting in directors' roles. Data reveals an increase of directors from an Anglo-Celtic background from 90.5% in 2017 to 91% last year. Female representation, on the other hand, has grown significantly, with the number of women holding a boardroom position skyrocketing by 89% since 2015. A no-confidence motion against Matteo Salvini has been rejected by the Italian Parliament. The Italian Minister of Transport is facing accusations by opposition parties for maintaining connections with Russia. The vote was called by the Italian opposition party, who claimed the League government never severed its ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party. The motion was turned down with 211 votes against and 129 in favour. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.